Previously on Lost.
I think I'm all right.
I told you I'd take care of you.
Thanks, Charlie.
You're quite welcome.
Listen to me.
Thanks.
We're not alone.
Maybe I was sleeping. I woke up and he was trying to hurt my face.
We gotta find out who everyone is.
You want to start a census?
Lance, sorry. Your name's Lance, right?
Ethan.
Dude, that's right.
I want you to take these. The sedative is very mild.
You think I'm making this up?
Claire.
It was safe at the beach. It's not safe here.
What did you say to her?
We got a problem.
The census. I interviewed everyone. One of them isn't in the manifest.
He wasn't on the plane.
Ethan.
He wasn't on the
Who
plane.
Who wasn't on the plane?
Ethan, the Canadian guy. He's not in the passenger manifest.
Well, where the hell is he?
I don't know. I saw him yesterday, but now... Has anyone seen Ethan?
Yeah, he went to get some wood. Took off on the path to the beach. Is he okay? What happened?
Where's Charlie?
What?
Where's Charlie?
He went after Claire.
Moving back to the beach. Claire, that's hers. What happened? What?
I don't know.
Footprints.
At least three distinct sets all over the place. It looks like there might have been a struggle.
Wow, what is it?
Drag marks here and here.
Here, Charlie. Maybe we're together.
I think they've been taken.
Fresh.
This doesn't make any sense. How can one man drag off two people, one of them pregnant?
You're asking the wrong question, not how. Why?
You think it was Ethan?
It certainly feels like it was Ethan, doesn't it?
By himself? How?
We can't account for all of our people. And more importantly, who's to say they're even our people?
What?
Saeed said there were others.
Saeed said that we're not alone.
Semantics.
Saeed's injured. We don't even know where he went. He's delirious.
Just telling you what the ground is telling you.
So which way is the ground telling you that they went?
Jack, we don't know what's going on here.
We know enough.
We need to prepare. We could be back at the caves in 10 minutes. Organize a search party, get away.
Which way did they go, Locke?
Falling. She's bleeding out.
No, I've got the artery almost there.
She's in arrest.
1 milligram epi. Let's get the crash cart over here.
All right, artery sealed. Close her up.
She's dead.
Charged. Claire. Charged.
We're charged.
Claire.
Come on, Beth. Now, come on. Come on now. Come on back. Come on.
Call it.
Come on, baby. Come on now. You can do this. Come on. Come on.
Call it, Jack. It's over. Call it.
You call it.
You let him go alone.
Don't worry. I'll catch up. What's the word from the beach?
Nothing. Nobody has seen him. I'm coming with you.
I figured you might.
What are you doing? We need to get our water and get back to the beach.
I heard you're forming a search party. Can I help?
This is a deserted island. There's no choppers, no Amber Alert. How exactly are you going to find us?
By following Ethan's trail. No one can walk through the wilderness without leaving signs, bending blades of grass, breaking twigs, especially with captives in tow. And yes, I could use another hand if you're up for it.
I'm up for it.
Then let's get moving.
I could take Vincent, and he could sniff something that belonged to Charlie, and I can help.
I said no, man. Hey, Locke. Hey, look, you know, a lot of us don't just want to sit here waiting for news.
Thanks, but we're set. Anyone else just going to slow us down?
Okay. Maybe I'll just put together another party.
Good idea. We're going north. I suggest you go south.
Come on.
Thought I'd see the day,
Jack.
You barge into my OR, you work on my patient.
You didn't have to do this procedure.
I don't have to do anything.
Yeah, of course you don't.
I chose to do this procedure, this emergency procedure, because when this girl crashed in the ER, they called me.
I was right upstairs.
And you should have stayed upstairs. And how did you find out?
One of the nurses came to get me.
Who? You and some anonymous nurse to rescue me.
She told me that your hands were shaking.
My hands were not.
You cut her hepatic artery.
She was in a car crash, Jack. Her insides were a mess.
You made a mistake.
They called me.
I don't
you.
Care whether or not they called you. You made a mistake.
Are you lecturing me? You tell me. If you were upstairs and I was in a restaurant having lunch, then why did they call me?
How many drinks did you have at lunch, Dad?
Jack! Jack! It's a good thing you're going in a circle. Not much of a search grid, but we never would have found you otherwise.
Did you find anything?
No.
You should go back to the caves. Saeed's leg.
I dressed Saeed's leg. You found me. We can find Charlie and Claire now. Do we have a trail to follow or not?
Jack, this was my fault.
What?
I hunted with Ethan. I spent time with him. I never sensed anything off. But for everything that I know about hunting, tracking, whoever he knows more. If we catch up with him, I don't want anything to happen to the only trained physician on the island. So go back. Be the doctor. Let me be the hunter.
Can we go now?
Follow me.
I'm trying to help, and all the guy can tell me is go south? Like what? I'm going to get this way or something?
Rough tweak, man. Why don't you just feeling it like the rest of us?
So what? I got five of the guys who are going out there with me. Putting our necks on the line to find Charlie and Claire. All I'm saying is, I'm getting sick of being treated like a second-class citizen around here because Mount Baldy can bag a boar.
He knows a lot more than how to catch a boar. Mr. Locke's a warrior. He can hunt, he can track stuff, and he's the only one who brought knives. So if it were me, I'd listen to him.
Well, I don't want you to. You understand? You stay with Hurley. I might not be a warrior, but I am going south.
Back home? I'm known as something of a warrior myself.
We mark our progress by line of sight. Tie these off so we don't get lost. You can lead us back to camp, right? If nothing happens to me.
Maybe I better take mark the detail. Anything?
Not yet.
If you can't find the trail...
I'll pick it up again. We need to rest for a minute to get our clarity back.
You gonna take a break? It's gotta be almost 4 o'clock when the sun sets.
It's 4:25. And yes, I'm taking a break.
Can I talk to you for a sec? Would it kill you to give the guy a little space?
It might.
Stop that.
What?
That. What's going on?
I didn't believe her. Claire, I gave her a sedative.
You can't.
She told me someone was after her, that she was being attacked, and I... She just seemed so out of it. I thought that her pregnancy was amping up her stress, and I... Believe her.
Jack!
What is it?
Look familiar?
It's Charlie's.
You think it just came off?
No. He's leaving us a trail. They went this way.
I'm not so sure. There's another trail here.
What do you mean, another?
These are footprints. People moved off this way.
Charlie's leaving these for us to follow. They went that way.
Unless Charlie isn't the one leaving them. If Ethan knows that we're behind him, he could be setting up a dummy trail. Take off in one direction, double back in his own footprints.
Wait, now you're a tracker? You're just full of surprises.
So we've got two trails. Let's split up. I'll take that one.
No, we should stay together, Jack.
Why? We've got two trails and apparently two trackers.
Be careful.
Who got taken by what?
Charlie and Claire. I think Ethan took
them. Ethan took them?
Yeah.
Took them why? And who the hell's Ethan?
I don't know. He wasn't on the listing, the manifest.
You ever think he might have lied about his name?
It's stupid to lie about your name.
Alrighty, Tattoo. Where do you think Ethan came from?
Maybe he was already on the island before we were.
Got yourself one hell of an imagination, kid.
There could be lots of other people on the island.
So a tribe of evil natives planted a ringer in the camp to kidnap a pregnant girl and a reject from VH1 has-beens. Yeah, fiendishly clever. And why am I getting the evening news from a 6-year-old?
I'm 10.
Okay. Then it must be true.
If you don't believe me, ask Saeed. He said we're not alone.
Saeed's back.
Red shirt.
Huh?
Red shirt. Ever watch Star Trek?
Not really.
The crew guys? That would go down to the planet with the main guys? The captain and the guy with the pointy ears? They always wore red shirts. And they always got killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sounds like a piss poor captain. What do you do in the real world, Mr. Locke?
It's John.
John?
Why don't you guess?
Well, you're either a taxidermist or a hitman.
I was a regional collection supervisor for a box company.
A box company?
And they made boxes.
Yeah, right.
Please slow down.
He said they went this way.
I think they went this way. I'm not as good at this as Locke is.
So where'd you pick up the tracking skills, Kate? Was that before or after you were on the run?
I'm trying to help, Jack.
You know what might help? A little honesty. Just give me something real, anything.
My dad was in the Army. Ranger Battalion. We were stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington State. We go hiking together. One day we spent 8 hours tracking deer. Being in the woods, it was like his religion. That was real. Anything you want to share, Jack?
Oh, thanks for coming in, Jack. Have a seat.
What's it say?
The truth. That a patient was brought to the ER following a car accident, rushed into surgery with massive internal bleeding. You joined me, and in spite of our most heroic efforts, the patient succumbed to her injuries.
Looks like you fixed everything but the patient. You had no business being in OR.
You really think I would have walked in there if I couldn't handle it?
You've done it before.
That's right, I have, because I am perfectly capable of making
How
those...
How can you say that after what happened yesterday?
The problem is not...
You were impaired.
I know my limits.
I won't sign this.
You were part of a team, Jack. I'm not the only one on the hook for this. You called me off. You were the surgeon of record when she died. Accidents happen in surgeries all the time, Jack. That's the truth, and you know it. But if you contradict this report, if you mention alcohol, well, that's the only fact that's going to matter. They'll strip me of my license.
Yes, they will.
I know. I have been hard on you. But that is how you make a soft metal into steel. That is why you are the most gifted young surgeon in this city. I mean, this is a career that is all about the greater good. I've had to sacrifice certain aspects of my relationship with you so that hundreds and thousands of patients will live because of your extraordinary skills. This is not just about my career, Jack. It's my life.
Islam's got a concept of karma. But I get the sense this island just served you up a heaping platter of cosmic payback.
What do you want?
Dr. Do-Right doesn't trust me with his antibiotics, so I gotta hump it up here every day to get my meds. You know, a less magnanimous man than I might just be thinking he could beat the ever-living snot out of you right now without fear of reprisal.
You want a shot? Take it. Know that I left this camp out of shame for what I did to you. It was never my intention to return.
Sorry. Fresh out of sweet forgiveness. If it wasn't your intention to return, then why did you?
I was taken prisoner by the Frenchwoman.
One has been sending out a distress signal for 16 years. She's alive.
She was on a science expedition. She said they shipwrecked.
She alone?
She said that there are others on this island.
Her people?
No. She believed they had all gotten sick. She murdered her entire team.
Right. And these others, who the hell are they?
I don't know. She's never seen them.
Oh, she's never seen them, but she knows they're there.
If you believe her.
Do you?
Maybe. Maybe not. But on my way back, I heard something in the jungle surrounding me.
Something like what?
Have you got something to say to me, Sawyer? Or are you going to continue asking me questions you know I don't have the answers to?
Tide's coming up the beach. Plane hull's almost in the water. Kept your signal fire burning. Crap.
Your blast can't get in.
Yeah, I know my blast can't get in.
Myro.
Yahoo.
I need a 4-3.
Do would you please roll?
Yes.
No!
Your turn. It's okay. I wasn't very good when I first started playing either.
I didn't just start playing. I took 17th in a tournament once.
17th is not very good.
No, 17th is very good.
Come on, double six.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm lucky.
No one is that lucky.
My dad said I was the luckiest person he ever knew.
Really?
Not Michael. Brian, my other dad. Yeah. Yes! Yes! Come on, one more game. Double or nothing.
Can't. I got a meeting.
A meeting?
Yeah, a meeting.
You owe me $20,000!
You'll get it.
It's been 15 minutes since we've seen any sign. What are we following?
My gut.
Great.
So, Boone, what do you do in the real world?
I run a business.
What kind of business?
It's a wedding thing.
Huh?
My mother has this empire, Martha Stewart of Matrimony. I run one of the subsidiaries.
So who's running it now?
Guess it doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, I'm sure there are people who can handle it temporarily. It's going to start raining in 1 minute.
1 minute.
Give or take a few seconds. You should turn around, Bill, and head back.
What?
Trail's been cold for a quarter mile. Dangerous terrain ahead. You start now, you'll make it back to camp before dark.
What about you?
I can take care of myself.
No, I'm not going to head back.
I admire your courage, but you should...
I'm not heading back.
All right.
Teach you how to predict the weather in a box company?
I guess we were right. We're with you now.
Stop following me. I will kill one of them.
No!
Do you understand? No more warning.
Andrea, that man that my father's talking to, who is that?
That's her husband. He's threatening to sue.
Are you okay?
How long was I out?
I don't know. Janice, you slipped with all the rocks and everything.
Ethan.
What?
Ethan was here.
You banged your head.
Yes. No, no. He was here.
You have to stop. The rain has washed away the trail. Even if he was here, you've got Jack!
Not letting him do this.
Not letting him?
Not again.
She had massive internal bleeding. We realized that her blood pressure was continuing to drop precipitously, at which point the patient went into cardiac arrest. Of course, every effort was made to resuscitate her, but the severity of her injuries, the amount of internal bleeding, made that impossible. Now, in my professional opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and that's all I have, by the time I was called in, the damage was irreversible.
Okay. Thanks, Christian. Sorry about this formality.
Of course.
Just one final detail. You were aware of the patient's pregnancy when you went into the procedure.
Absolutely. The patient's husband had informed the attending in the ER. It was, however, extremely early in the pregnancy, so our primary focus had to be on the mother.
Okay, then. I think we're done here. A final report will be filed.
I need to revise my statement. I didn't come into the OR until well into the procedure.
Jack.
I was warned by one of the nurses that my father was operating under the influence.
Jack, this is not...
By the time I got there, it was clear that my father was not only incapacitated, but that he had also severed the patient's hepatic artery, which, in my professional opinion, caused the crisis which led to her death.
Come on, Charlie. Hold on there. Come on, breathe. Breathe, Charlie. Come on. Breathe. Come on. Come on. Come on, Charlie, come on!
They find Claire?
Does that hurt? How's your breathing? Charlie, you gotta talk to me. We're gonna go back out and look for Claire the moment the sun comes up. And I could really use your help. And anything that you can tell me about what you remember, where you were going, did you see or hear?
I didn't see anything. Hear anything. I don't remember.
Camp for the night. There's anyone on this island that your brother's safe with? Locke.
Are we lost? No, Boone, we're not lost. Sorry, it's just I don't see how you can still be following this trail. I think we should go back, man. Don't you feel it?
Feel what?
It. All right, John. I'm gonna follow the strips back.
Suit yourself.
Boone. You need this more than I do.
What is that?
to you.
Is that part of the plane? Part of the wreckage? What is that?
That's what we're going to find out.